Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for our call on Symbolon, a new way of practicing our faith. We're really excited to have Lighthouse Catholic representatives out there throughout the country joining us today. And along with us listening are our parish leaders, our shepherds, directors of adult formation, DREs, all across the country joining us on this call. So we thank you for being with us today. And we have a partnership with the Augustine Institute, Lighthouse Catholic Media, of course, and Ignatius Press. My name is Joe DeMendi. I'm a division manager for Lighthouse Catholic Media. I'm also a product specialist for Augustine Institute. I also have on the call with us Brian Truckenbrode. He's regional manager, and he's also director of strategic evangelization for Lighthouse, as well as a product specialist for Augustine. Brian, how you doing?
Good, Joe. How you doing this afternoon?
Great. Thanks. Also, we have a real special guest host with us today. Lucas Palsy is the associate director for Symbolon. Lucas, how you doing?
Great, Charles. Good to be with you all today.
And hopefully Eric will be on the call here shortly. Let's ask Our Lady to be with us to help us learn and grow, to do our Heavenly Father's will, to help bring as many people as we can to His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay,
amen.
So...
we're here?
Yep, you're live.
Oh, okay, all right. Hey, Eric, are you on? Maybe Eric's not on yet. Hopefully he'll make it back on here again. It's just an absolute blessing for us to talk to our parish leaders out there implementing this into our church. You know, when Brian and I are out there talking, you know, we talk about, you know, the process and the tools that we use for evangelization. And, you know, it's the people that make it happen, but the process of obviously to bring people into it and to bring those tools to Symbolon into our parishes. And so today's call, and hopefully Eric will join us and Lucas, we'll be talking to him a little bit. He just recently implemented Symbolon. We'll be talking about implementing this into our church because a lot of the times they're asking us, this is an incredible opportunity for us, you know, to get the word out and have people use Symbolon not just for catechesis, but also for evangelization. So how do we get the word out there? So we're going to be talking about the implementation of Symbolon in our parishes. So I'm going to pass the ball on to Lucas here, and he's going to give us a little bit of an overview of what Symbolon is, and then hopefully Eric will be with us, and Lucas, you can introduce Eric to everybody on the call. And they're going to talk a little bit about what Eric has done at his parish, and then Lucas is going to talk a little bit about implementation in the parish. And then after, we're going to open up for a Q&A, and go from there. Lucas, if you could begin your overview on Symbolon.
Great. Well, thanks, Joe. And again, thank you for everybody who's on the call today from across the country. It's just super excited to see the interest in Symbolon. And just want to just do a brief overview of what Symbolon is. And Symbolon was produced here at the Augustine Institute. And we are so excited here at the Augustine Institute to be in partnership with Catholic Lighthouse Media and Ignatius Press and really helping us get this really amazing parish resource out there. And here at the Augustine Institute, we're really all about the new evangelization. And the Institute was founded really in order to, what we like to say, transform Catholics for the new evangelization. And I don't think there's anything more important in the new evangelization in many ways than the re-evangelization of our adults and the parish. And it reminds me back when Pope Benedict called for the Year of Faith a couple of years ago now. And if you read his letter, Porta Fidei, he talked about, you know, what this Year of Faith was all about. And I used to go out and give a lot of presentations around the country on the Year of Faith, and I actually call it the boot camp for the new evangelization. And why did I call it that? Well, if you read the vision of Pope Benedict XVI, it was all about a rediscovery of our Catholic faith, a rediscovery of Vatican II, a rediscovery of the Catechism, a rediscovery of the richness of our Catholic faith so that we can then go out and evangelize. So really, if you listen to Pope Benedict, the first step in the new evangelization is getting the adults in our parishes re-evangelized, falling in love again with their Catholic faith in a more deep, in a deeper way, and so that they can go out and be witnessing disciples. And I think this is what Symbolon really is all about. It's all about going out and re-evangelizing our adults. And really, when you talk about the new evangelization, what's new about the new evangelization? Well, it's not that the church is finally getting around to evangelize. Well, the church has been doing that since the end of Matthew's gospel, when Jesus said, go baptize all the nations and teach all that I've commanded you. But what's new about it, it's really not that the teachings of the church are new or the message of Christ is new, because, you know, Christ is yesterday, today, and forever. Really, what's new is our cultural setting. And our culture today in 2014, if you look at the difference between even in the last 20 years, how much our culture has changed, even in the last 10 years, and certainly in the last 50, 60 years, it's so, our modern culture is so different with our modern technology and just the way our culture is and the influences in our culture. The way that the church has been handing on the faith for the last 50 years really isn't working anymore in our modern culture. So we need to find new ways of handing on the faith to engage the modern world. And really, Symbolon was designed with this completely in mind. So we need to find, as Pope John Paul II talked about, new orders, new methods, new expressions for the new evangelization. And, you know, that can mean a lot of things, but we need to focus on new ways of expressing and handing on the gospel that brings modern women, men and women into communion with Christ. And that can take a lot of different ways and shapes and forms, but when we began to design Symbolon, we gathered together catechists, diocesan directors, parish DREs, RCA directors from all around the country to give us feedback on what are the needs out there. If we really want to re-evangelize our adults, what do we need to do? And these were some of the things that came out. And this is really what Symbolon is about. First is you have to engage the culture. We've got to meet modern men and women where they're at. And I think we see Pope Francis doing that so much in his ministry, and I think that's why so many people love him so much. Pope John Paul II certainly did that when he would go out. We need to meet men and women where they're at and engage the culture. So when we talk about the faith, when we talk about the church, when we talk about morality, when we talk about Christ, it can't just be, well, this is what the church teaches. It needs to be, this is what the church teaches, why the church teaches that, but also engage in the reality of our culture. So, for example, in Symbolon, when we talk about morality, we certainly address moral relativism because we're soaked in moral relativism right now. When we talk about the church, yes, we talk about that the church is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But we also engage our culture. There's, you know, there's this phenomenon in our culture right now. It's like, well, I can love Jesus, but I hate religion. You know, why do I need an institutional religion? Why can't I just follow Jesus and do my own spiritual thing? We address that and why the church is important for anybody's spiritual journey. So we definitely want to engage the culture. The other thing that you're going to see in Symbolon is it expresses the beauty of the tradition. You know, we talk a lot about the old and the new in the church. You know, there's the, you know, the church is 2,000 years old, but its message is still new today. And so we really want to bring out the beauty of the tradition of the faith. And so we do that through our state-of-the-art videos that we do. They're beautiful. They're set in Rome. They're set in the Holy Land. The imagery that we use, some of the sacred art, makes really the faith attractive and really makes people, once again, re-engage with the tradition of the church. Symbolon is also systematic catechesis. It takes somebody through the entire Catholic faith. So sessions 1 through 20 literally take everybody through all four pillars of the catechism. So when somebody goes through Symbolon, they have really encountered the entire Catholic faith, really spelled out for them from A to Z. So it provides a systematic catechesis to help people really understand their faith. And the thing that I think is, what I think personally is so wonderful about Symbolon is we don't just teach what the Catholic faith is. We teach the Catholic faith as a way of life. We help people to learn how to live out their faith through a call to conversion. Every Symbolon session, whatever topic we're talking about, always ends with life application and how are you going to now live this teaching, this message of Christ out in your life in a more profound way. So we're really bringing people to not just know the faith, but we're bringing them into a deeper encounter with Jesus Christ and His church. So those really are kind of the pillars of what Symbolon is. Now, just to get a little bit into the resource itself, there's 20 sessions of Symbolon. It's broken up into two parts. Part one is called Symbolon, Knowing the Faith, and this covers the Creed. So essentially, this covers the first pillar of the Catechism. So it takes people starting with the, you know, faith and the Father, Son, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, the Paschal Mystery, the Church, the Holy Spirit, Mary and the Saints, the last things. It really takes them through the entire Creed. And then part two, 11 through 20, really covers then pillars 2 through 4 of the Catechism, where we're teaching them about sacraments, morality, prayer, and how to live the faith by living a life in Christ. And we get into, we cover all the sacraments, we cover morality, we cover Catholic social teaching. So it's really helping people to live out their faith. So that's really the curriculum or the flow of how Symbolon works. Again, it gives a complete and systematic catechesis through these 20 sessions. And the thing that's so stunning about Symbolon is the video component. Each session has about 35 minutes of video that goes along with each session. And this is state-of-the-art video. This is, you know, similar to what Father Robert Barron did with Catholicism series. And each session is hosted by Dr. Ted Shree. Each session begins in Rome at a particular place that's connected to the topic that's being told. There's also scenes from the Holy Land. And we also, one thing about our videos, it's just not a talking head. It's not just one person talking. We got a lot of feedback about that when we were developing Symbolon. Don't just have one person there talking. You know, Ted Shree starts each session. We host the session, but then we have a variety of teachers speaking throughout each video in different settings, breaking down each catechetical topic. We also have easy-to-use leader's guides and participant guides that go with each session. And the leader's guides were designed that each session has 10 easy steps that allows any parish volunteer to lead a Symbolon session. If you look at our leader's guides, first of all, they're very beautiful, just the way that they look, but it's so easy to run a Symbolon session, whether it's in a small group, whether a family is studying it, whether it's a group at the parish. It just makes it very easy to run a Symbolon session through our leader's guides. There's also participants' guides that has the prayers in it. It has the discussion questions. It has the call to conversion questions. It has further reading and research that people can do to learn more about their faith. So participants have each have a participants' guide. And again, all of this is to engage the culture and call people to conversion, deeper conversion to Jesus Christ. Now, one of the really amazing things about Symbolon is, yes, we sell the Symbolon DVDs, so a parish can buy a set of the Symbolon DVDs. The parishes can buy leaders' guides, participants' guides, and use them in the parish. But what Symbolon has is a digital platform, and what this allows somebody to do, what the parish to do, is to really take the message of the faith, the gospel, out to all the parishioners in the parish. And through our website, through our digital platform, it allows every family, every parishioner in your parish to have 24/7 access to all the Symbolon videos, all of the leaders' guides, participant guides, and other resources that we have. So it's literally taking the faith to them. They don't have to worry about being at the parish at Tuesday night at 7 o'clock or Thursday night at 7 o'clock or worry about babysitters or... This literally can be done in the home. It can be done in small groups. It can be done in a group in the parish. It can be used to train your catechists. There's so many different ways that you can use Symbolon by using our parish subscription, which allows 24/7 access through the website for anybody in the parish to have access to these resources. And so some of the ways that parishes are using Symbolon today inside the parish, so at the parish, it's being used in the RCA catechumenate. RCA dismissal sessions is being used for men's and women's groups. Sessions are being held before or after the masses for parishioners. It's being used a ton for parent sessions. So the kids are in their parish religious education classes. Parents are staying and studying Symbolon, or they're studying this at home with their children and covering the same topics that the kids are learning at school at the parish. It's also being used to form catechists, to give them a basic doctrinal formation for catechists to help them in their ministry. But also it's being used a ton outside the parish. It's being used by individual families to study Symbolon. And I've even experienced this myself. My son was confirmed this past month. And what we did is we supplemented his confirmation preparation by studying Symbolon at home. And originally it was going to be dad and my son studying, but whenever we'd start a Symbolon episode, my wife would come over, my 17-year-old would come over, my 11-year-old would come over, even my 8-year-old would come over, and they were all engaged. They were loving studying the faith through Symbolon. So it was a great experience for our family just to learn our faith together. Groups of families can study together, small Christian communities, catechists can study these at home. So it just opens up a whole variety of ways in which Symbolon can be used to really re-evangelize the parish as a whole. So that's a little, just a very brief overview of Symbolon and what it is. And certainly at the end here, we're going to have questions and answers. And there's a lot more information at our website, www.symbolonCatholic.org. You can see sample videos there, and there's a lot more information there. But that's just a kind of a quick overview just to kind of get things started today.
Look, this is Brian Truckenbrod.
Thank
you. Amazing.
Hey, Brian. Yeah.
Hi. It's as I sit here and listen to you, and of course I'm very, very familiar with Symbolon and am involved in promoting it and using it myself and in our parish. And but just as I listen to you, I think, wow, we are just scratching the surface, but there's already tremendous fruit that's being born from it. Even personally, when I first saw Symbolon, the first person that I showed it to, I just showed him one section and we were talking about it, and they got so excited about it, this person said, I'm going to be doing this with my daughters.
Yes.
This gentleman happens to be divorced, and he has three daughters at home that are kind of teenage and up. One of them's already out of the house but comes back a lot. And he was so excited because he knew it would be engaging, you know, for all of them, and a natural way that they could actually have a meaningful discussion around the faith, but where he didn't have to be the you know, have all the answers and be the center of the whole conversation, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. And we're starting to hear stories, too, of, you know, people in the parish who are, you know, they have Symbolon at home because they can access it through the website, and they may have friends or family members over that haven't been, you know, been away from the church for years, and they start watching this, and people are really starting to people who have been away from the church for years are rediscovering their faith, and it's giving, not only is it bringing Catholics back into the faith, but it's helping parishioners to truly evangelize others who may not be Catholic or maybe been away from the church. So, the effects of it are already, we're seeing it. It's even just beyond the parish when people start using Symbolon.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a lady I talked to yesterday on the phone that said the exact same thing. She has a son that has, in the last year or so, kind of drifted from the church. She thinks he's, they're not communicating a lot on it, but she knows he's reading the Bible often, but he's been going to a church of the next town over that is not Catholic. And she said, you know, how can I engage him? And we had a great discussion about it, but the one thing that I think about when I think of Symbolon is how different it is from when I would sit in the classroom growing up and learn about my faith. And then as an adult, I would basically only hear, you know, what I heard at the homily in church. And Symbolon is so engaging both visually and, from sacred music and art standpoint as well, and history. It just draws you in. So I'm excited. I'm so glad you're on the call today to kind of walk us through it, because it's beyond exciting to me.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lucas. I think that Eric Seiberts from Colorado Springs, he's a full-time adult formation director there at his parish at St. Patrick. Eric, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Lucas, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Eric.
That's great.
Yeah, great. Sure. Thanks, Eric, so much for coming on with us. Eric is with St. Patrick's Church down in Colorado Springs, not too far from where we are here in Denver. And it's a parish of about 2,200 families, and they are just getting going with Symbolon and working on implementing it in the parish. And I've had the opportunity of meeting Eric a couple times, not only at our Symbolon training for RCA and adult faith formation leaders that we did down in Colorado Springs, but also he's even visited up here at the AI a couple times. So great to have you with us, Eric. And I guess maybe to start off, maybe you could share a little bit about why you and your pastor decided to bring Symbolon into your parish.
Sure. I'll back up just a little bit, perhaps, and even before we had any idea about Simlon. We had a representative from the Augustine Institute come to St. Patrick with a very brief introduction to it, and as a staff meeting, we listened to your presentation. And so that's sort of planted the seed. And then sometime, you know, a couple weeks later, there was a follow-up call. So in terms of marketing, you plant a seed, but you need to follow up with a marketing call. And that's what really started our piqued our interest again. We assembled a core team with Father and about six or eight parish members, and we, you know, started to strategize. And of course, it came to a decision, you know, is money worth it? And, oh, of course, you know, by that time we had some free previews, and that is just huge in terms of, you know, in terms of marketing. So once we decided to do it, then it was just a matter of, okay, we're going to set a launch date. And there's a lot that we did prior to that launch date. So I can go over a few of those if that's useful to some people.
Yeah, maybe briefly cover a few of those, some of those things that you did.
Okay, well, it started with a set of bulletin inserts, of course, and some homily encouragement. A couple key things that were perhaps very critical to the success of it was that we had what we called a little business card with just the Simbalon logo on it and the URL and the password, our password, and username and password on that card. That was all. It was just like a little business card. And there, so the launch date was selected, the mass that was decided upon. And in our parish, we have the ability to project a picture over the altar. And we chose the picture that is, it was a beautiful picture. It's on the website, St. Peter's Dome. And while Father was promoting it, that picture appeared so that there was a, you know, visual recognition of Simbalon plus his words. And he gave it a great promotion. He said, you go to that, and we call it a Simbalon internet cafe. You get yourself out to that cafe and get signed on. And it was a great promotion. And we had the youth outside the sanctuary handing out the cards. And, you know, a lot of people just went home, but a lot of people stopped in and you know, wanted to sign on. And one of the reasons that we did that was to get people to sign on for the, just to access it and also to download it onto their smartphones. And I think that has been a huge, huge asset to the success of Simbalon, is that their ability to open up the Word and prepare for the weekly Mass and the daily Mass meditation. So that's what the Internet Cafe did. And it was a huge success. It really was. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of interest, and that really got us going.
Great, great. You seeing some good fruit here in the parish starting?
Okay. Yes. Really, we really have. So we have a lot of ministries in the church. It's a big church, and there's a lot of ministries. So our approach was to go to each of these ministries and just make a little presentation. We have a deacon here that he's all over it. He just, this is absolutely, you know, just wonderful. So he has been the principal presenter at many of these presentations. He's gone to a mother's group. He uses it in baptismal preparation, some Bible studies, St. Vincent de Paul, and on and on and on. So he's been, you know, making the presentation to these groups, and he... one of the things he did, he took a, you know, what does Simbalon mean? Well, your logo has this broken clay object, and so what he did, he took a chocolate chip cookie and broke it in front of everybody and said, now here's what it means is when we come back together again. So we had chocolate chip cookies in the internet. Everybody came in for a chocolate chip cookie, of course.
Yeah, food always works.
Yeah, exactly. So it was really great. But, you know, to answer your question, yes, it's been used in RCIA. We've used it in the presentations. We're going to use it even more in the dismissals. It has been used in dismissals, but even more so as the, you know, between RCI sessions, as they go home, as the candidates and candidates go home and prepare for the next week. We want to do even more of that. We also have two deacons here, and I was talking to one of them this morning. We have two deacon candidates, I should say, and one of them says this absolutely made a huge difference in his passing some tests, if you will. His diaconate formation has been, he's been all over Cimelon, and he's been very formed by all of the content, and it's really
that's
been
wonderful.
Huge to him. So, yes.
That's great. Great.
You know,
well,
Lucas, I'm sorry, Lucas, this is Brian. You know, that really points to how comprehensive the systematic nature of it. You can really cover and really get a great feel for the whole faith with this. And when people that are in the diaconate program are saying that, I think it really, really points to that fact pretty strongly. You know, I mean, I use it. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it absolutely does. It gives it a great, he has a great rapport anyway, but it strengthens his faith, and it strengthens it in ways he can speak about it. And he says, what I do is I'll look at it, but then something will come up. Somebody will say something, and he may have to go back and revisit it again. And that's one of the beautiful things about this platform. You can watch it once, one of the videos, enter into a discussion, and then something comes up, life changes a little bit. Oh, now wait, just a minute. What was it that Sean was saying on, you know, in terms of the four dogmas of Mary, perhaps? Oh, I got to go back and review it. And you can go back and go back and go back until you've got it in a way that you can use it to evangelize. So it's a beautiful thing.
That's great, yeah, and we're hearing a lot of similar things from a lot of other parishes that have been using Cimelon out there. And Eric, thanks so much for you know giving your witness to what's happening over at St. Patrick's, and we're just thrilled to have you have a close partner in Cimelon. One of the things I wanted to talk about too, and I don't know, Eric, if you can stay if folks have questions here at the end, but one of the things I just wanted to address briefly is implementing Cimelon in the parish, because you heard some of the great things that they did over at St. Patrick's to help implement Cimelon, and really it has so many, it can have such a huge impact in the parish in so many ways. And really first, and what we're finding, you know, some of the first ways that Cimelon impacts the parish is how the parish uses it in the life of the parish. So, for example, we're hearing from a lot of parishes that they're using Cimelon for their baptismal prep classes now. They're using Cimelon for their parent meetings for First Communion or First Reconciliation preparation. They're bringing the parents and they're showing the episodes on the Eucharist and on the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Again, parishes are using it to form their catechists. And part of the implementation of Cimelon is that really it's a gradual implementation. And some of our parishes, you know, they've made one Sunday announcement and they've said, you know, hey, let everybody use Cimelon and that's it. Well, they're finding that people aren't using it. It really takes a process of implementation, and some of the things that Eric was talking about doing, some of the things they're doing down there are great. It really takes a process of implementation. And I want to talk just a little bit. We've come up with six steps of how to implement Cimelon. And this is based on the feedback from all of our pilot parishes that have been using Cimelon over the last year. Just to give you all who are on the call an idea of how you can implement Cimelon. And the really awesome thing is when you become a parish subscriber and you log on to the website, you get a whole kit, a whole resource, a whole array of resources to help implement Cimelon the parish. And the first thing you get is a parish manual that talks about Cimelon and what Cimelon is and how different ways it can be used in the parish, but it also has these six steps for implementation in it. And then you get all these other promotional materials that we give you, like flyers, bulletin announcements, bulletin announcement scripts, a promo video you can show, so that we give you a whole toolkit of ways to implement the parish. But I just want to overview these six steps real quick, just to give you an idea. This is going to be very brief, but really, the first thing you need to do in a parish to start Cimelon, you need to have the staff completely on board. And so you really just need to do some training with your staff. And when you get the six steps, it kind of goes over this in detail, but essentially it's getting the staff together, going over the parish manual. The biggest thing is getting everybody on the staff to log in using your parish code on the website so they know the website, where they can find everything on the website, where they can access the sessions, the videos, the participants' guides, the leaders' guides, so that the staff is very, very knows how to use it. Because if the staff is empowered to use it, they're going to use it in many, many different ways. And if the staff isn't familiar with Symbolon, how are the parishioners going to be? So the first thing to do is do training with your staff and also key volunteers. Pick some of your key volunteers to come in and also learn about Symbolon as well. The other thing that we're finding about Symbolon is before you take it completely wide to the whole parish, is get some key groups involved using Symbolon. Maybe it's some of the key groups, even like the Knights of Columbus, or maybe the Altar Society, or maybe there's some small Christian communities in your parish that could start using Symbolon. And then start also using it in the parish, as I mentioned. You know, use it for some of your parent formation. Use it for your, maybe have a session before or after Mass. Start using, having your key groups use it. Start using it in key areas in the parish, because that's going to whet the appetites of the parishioners. And it really kind of gives you a beachhead in the parish of getting started on Symbolon. And once that starts happening and you start getting a lot more interest, then you can start planning a bigger parish rollout. And as I said, you need to, and it may even be 3, 4, 5 months into your Symbolon subscription that you decide to do your parish rollout. And again, we've given you all kinds of promotional resources on the website, flyers, bulletin announcements, posters, promo videos, a script for the pastor to make an announcement. We give you all these tools. Get those ready. All of those are customizable to your parish. You can add on to those flyers and those bulletin announcements, your parish name, your login codes for the parish. Get all of that ready. And then the next step would be to have your big Symbolon Sunday announcement. But do things before that to get people ready for it. Hey, next month on January 10th is going to be our Symbolon Sunday, and you're going to learn more about Symbolon. And for that Sunday, make sure you have the pastor announcing it at all the Masses. You can show the promo video at all the Masses. We recommend having somebody who's used Symbolon get on there and give a testimony about how that's affected their life. We also recommend, that's one of the things that Eric did that we recommend, is have in the back of the church after Masses some laptops up there and help parishioners see how they can log in and show them the website. But don't just do that one Sunday. You're going to have to do this over several Sundays and keep up the announcements and keep up people, because it's going to take a while. And those of you who work in a parish know how that goes. You have to say it over and over and over again. So continue, step 5 would be continuing to announce Symbolon, to promote it, to encourage people using it. And then finally, what we found that parishes are doing is they're using the liturgical year to help promote Symbolon and get families and groups studying it. So for example, if the Feast of Corpus Christi is coming up, encourage people to study the session of the Eucharist. If the Feast of the Assumption is coming up in August, encourage people to study the session on Mary. You can encourage, especially the season of Lent or the seasons of Advent, you can do a virtual parish mission by announcing every week what families should be studying at home, and priests and pastors can even incorporate some of these things in their homilies. So it's a way of using the liturgical year and the seasons of the church to continue to promote Symbolon. And here's the reality. Symbolon is not just a program. It's actually a process of ongoing conversion that can be used in so many different ways in the parish year after year that it really never runs out, because you can always be going back to these beautiful mysteries of the faith and learning more. So these are some steps just for your own information of how Symbolon can be implemented in the parish. And again, you get all of this if you become a parish subscriber. You get all of this when you log on the first time. The leaders have access to the parish manual, to these 6 steps, all the promotional materials in addition to everything that comes with Symbolon. So that's just a little overview of how Symbolon can be implemented in the parish.
Great stuff, Lucas. Before we open up for questions, one other point I'd like to make, and Joe, you might have something else as well, but clearly there's so many ways where Symbolon can support things that we already have going on in the parish, but to get people not only on the same page, but to where they're really excited about and engaged in learning their faith more, and whether they're associated with a formal ministry or a different role in the church, or they're just one of the people that, part of a family that comes to the church. But you've touched on something that really is near and dear to my heart, and that is reaching out to those people that, one, maybe are not as plugged in to their faith, But there are a lot of people, too, that come to Mass each week, but they might not have time to come and participate if you're going to do, you know, small groups and things, or maybe they're not involved in other formal ways at the parish or in any of the other ministries. But their faith is still very, very important to them, and they would love to grow in their faith. Joe DeMendi here and I were at a meeting on Monday night at a parish up in Wisconsin. And there's about 20-something people in this meeting. And we asked the question, you know, how many people here would like to learn more about their Catholic faith? Every single person raised their hand. And these are people that some of them are really plugged in, and some of them, you know, are obviously there because they want to be, but their schedules don't allow them to participate, spend more time. And so starting with them, but also for those that are a little bit further off, I just find it really exciting and easy to share as well. Joe, do you have other thoughts on that, or do you want to go to questions?
Yeah, we can go to questions. There is no question about it that not only is it a great means for us to learn our faith, you know, it brings the catechism to life for us in a very beautiful and engaging way, but it's an awesome evangelization tool as well, because we're into it, and we're on fire for our faith. We want to share that with others, and it's so easy to say, "Hey, you know, you got to check out these videos at the very minimum," and it draws other people into it. So it is really wonderful. Let's open it up for Q&A right now. Anybody that has a question, please just *6 and announce yourself and ask your question.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Jim Gontis calling from Harrisburg.
Oh, hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, how are you, Lucas?
I'm great.
good. Hey, I just put out a promotion to every for the second time, to every parish in our diocese today, for a very enthusiastic one, as far as Symbolon is concerned. So every parish, every school in the Diocese of Harrisburg got their second announcement today regarding Symbolon that went to every priest in the diocese, every principal, although it wouldn't obviously apply as much to them, but it went out also all of our campus ministers went out all over. But I do have a question. At the beginning of the process, there was breaking open the Word, and I was on the website yesterday, and I didn't see anything on it, and I was wondering, although there was something that was similarly titled, and I was wondering if that went by the wayside or if it's still involved, because originally it was somewhat connected. And is there anything going on with that or not?
Right now. At least with the Paris, the Symbolon subscription that started June 1st. Opening the Word isn't part of that right now. It's just going to be now on the app.
Okay.
Moving forward, yeah.
Okay.
So anybody can get on the app. I think it's $1.99, and that has all the videos on there. And we even have daily audio meditations on the daily scripture readings now as well. So right now, opening the Word is just on the app at this point.
Okay,
Lucas. Thank you so much for that question. That was a great one, Lucas. I have someone has texted me a question, and I think it's a good one.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
This person is asking about the different ways that you can access Symbolon, and whether it be through physical media or online. And would someone do one? In what case would someone do one or the other or both?
Well, you know, a parish can, you know, anybody can purchase a set of DVDs if you wanted to. And, you know, and it might be good to have a lot of parishes that that have used Symbolon. They like to have a set of DVDs at the parish because sometimes, you know, if you're doing a large group setting like an RCA class, or if you're doing a large Symbolon session with a larger adult faith formation group, you know, a DVD works really well because you don't have to necessarily worry about the internet connection or anything in the parish hall, et cetera. So a lot of times, you know, DVDs are used in the parish. in the Paris setting. Now, the internet, the exciting thing about the internet setting is this can be used practically anywhere on anybody's computer or laptop or tablet or Kindle or whatever they might have. You know, obviously you have to have a, you know, either a phone connection or a Wi-Fi connection, but you know, we hear stories of people that meet in coffee shops and do a symbolon session, or you know, certainly families at home that can just access this on the computer anytime, or parishes that are using their training their catechists. You know, one of the things that's hard about training catechists is you want them to know the faith, you want them to be able to explain the faith well, but you know, you have a volunteer catechist and they're giving their time, and to ask them to do, you know, to come to the parishes on, you know, six Saturdays throughout the year for a couple hours of formation, that's hard. What they're using Symbolon for is the catechist at home at any time, you know, put the kids at bed at, you know, 9 o'clock and go, and they spend an hour watching a Symbolon session, and they're being seriously enriched in their faith, and it's helping them as a catechist. So, you know, you can use through the internet Symbolon in so many different sessions. You don't have to necessarily worry about where you're at. But again, a lot of parishes like to use the physical DVDs at the parishes for a lot of some of the bigger sessions.
Well,
where, you know,
in my experience in my parish, you know, some of the meetings, they get together in the church basement. And so that's a perfect scenario where, you know, DVD set will work fine. But I think you really nailed it. The being constrained, you know, by the number of people you can get in one place at one time is a massive limitation. You know, I was talking with the coordinator of adult formation, and we were talking about another program that we did that everyone really liked. And we have a big suburban parish, and we had somewhere over 80 people that had participated in this, and it was through DVDs at the parish in the basement, and it was great. But we started talking about it, and we're like, wow, there's so many other ways you can use Symbolon, but even just looking at that one, what if those 80 people all went home just to their own families? You've probably tripled the number of people that are now learning about their faith, and it's creating discussion, and then they're telling other people as well. So
yes.
I really think if I had my choice, I would say the digital platform is an absolute game changer, must have in my mind, for our parish. The DVDs themselves are a great tool, you know, in certain circumstances like that, and I think that's wonderful. I think it makes a lot of sense to do both. One thing I will say is, we're still in the pre-order phase, so even though Symbolon has launched to the public now, just this week, we decided to extend the pre-order phase to the end of June, correct?
Yeah, that is right.
Yep, so basically, the thank you for all those that are early adopters in ordering during this pre-order phase is they can get the digital platform, and then for free, they'll get a copy of the DVDs as well.
This is Eric. I have a thought for you.
All right.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
And that is that everything you've said is absolutely true, and we've experienced, you know, the physical. We use it as a backup, and that's just because when we started, our internet wireless connection was a little bit flaky, if you will. However, once we launched, I don't know whether it was a business administrator or what, but somehow the internet access in this church suddenly got a whole lot better. And maybe it's the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
The point of it is, it is much better now. And God bless you. I mean, whoever did it, it's wonderful now. But I'd also like to point out one other thing. That's sort of a demographic thing. When we have the younger age, you know, the teens, they, you know, to get onto their apps or, you know, to put on their tablets or whatever, or even just to log in, we have a couple people, they just came alive in a way you wouldn't believe. And that was their way of serving, saying, I know all about those URLs. I know how to find them. I can get you in. I can get you going. And it gave them a life that I just, oh, my gosh, they just really sprouted. So
another way to serve, right, Eric? I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's just
that's right.
That Yeah, younger generation, it just feeds right into them. Now, of course, they've got a long ways to go in terms of all the theology and so forth, but they feel very comfortable with all that technology.
Symbolon IT Ministry.
Yeah, there you go. just so everyone on the call knows, if you have a question, you'll need to hit *6 on your phone, and then you can just say hello, and we'll hear you, and you can ask your question.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Have I got it? Here, we got two people at once.
Okay, ladies first. You're up.
Ladies first? Okay, hi. my name's Julie Curtin, and I'm in Doylestown, a new Lighthouse rep, but of the older generation. and I'm thinking about this. My husband and I have done pre-Cana for 20 years, and when our couples come into us, and we do it out of the parish. We're not an archdiocese type team. When our couples come into us, now our challenge is to bring them up to speed on the Catholic faith.
Yes.
But they are coming into our church from, they may not live in the parish at the time. One may live the parish. One may live in a different state. When we have people we're trying to educate in the faith, I'm the older generation. I know the internet is international, but as far as the parish's access code, could it be used in this to people who are not exactly in the parish but are in a parish program?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that question clear?
No. Yeah. And like I said, we've got parishioners that are using this, you know, they're evangelizing families and friends that aren't necessarily members of the parish. If you're using your parish access code to evangelize, you know, that's great. I mean, what we wouldn't want people doing is, you know, you got St. Matthew's as a Symbolon subscriber, and St. Joe's down the road wants to use it, so we're going to give our passwords to St. Joe's so they can use Symbolon too. We wouldn't want anything like that going on. But, yeah, if it's in the context of a parish ministry or a context of evangelization, absolutely do that. And you bring up a good point, too. What we're finding out, too, is people who come to pre-baptism classes, for example, or marriage prep classes, or drop it, you know, they bring their kids for first communion or first confession preparation. These people need to be re-evangelized in many, many ways. And Symbolon is a great tool that they can use to not only get their children's first communion preparation or baptism preparation. You know, these people just, they need to know more than just, okay, this is the baptismal rite, this is how you get your baptism done. They need to know the faith, and this is a great way to supplement those programs to evangelize these people as well. So, yeah, that would be a great, great way to use Symbolon.
Great question. Thank you. I think there was a gentleman that was trained to ask a question about the same time.
Yes, that's me. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in California. My name's Gabe Medina. And a lot of the parishes out here have a huge Hispanic population. And I'm wondering if the Symbolon program is ever going to be launched in Spanish as well.
Yes, we are currently translating sessions 1 through 10, and those are going to be available August-ish, is that right? In the fall? And then we're also, and then I think 11 through 20 will then be available a little later, maybe first of next year. But yes, it's we are currently translating everything into Spanish, so it will be available for the Hispanic community.
Okay, yeah, the Spanish subtitles will be available by the end of August, is the word we have. So
is it going to be a... you can either buy the Spanish or the English, or if you can buy them, you get them both for one price.
We will look into that for you. Go ahead.
No, that's a great question, and I think that's in discussion right now. That news will be coming out shortly in advance of the release, but a great question, absolutely.
Okay, all right, thank
Hello?
You.
Yes, was there another question? Yes?
Yes, hi. I'm Julia in New York. How are you?
Hi, Julia.
Hi. I was wondering if there was a way for parishes to track the number of logins, like when people have a website and they can see, you know, how many hits they've had.
That's
is a great there
question.
A way that an administrator could see that so they could see what kind of interest they have?
Yeah, that is a great question. And it is one that is coming up more and more, and I think with good reason, because we want to be able to see, are people tuning in, right? And
right.
So the answer is right now that's not available. It is definitely on the radar. And
okay.
But there is another solution or product that can really, really be helpful in that regard. Many of the parishes that are doing Symbolon or associated with Lighthouse are doing something called Flocknote. And Flocknote, it's like a flock of sheep and a note that you wrote to somebody. And Flocknote is a very simple way to streamline parish communication. So it's a way that you can get out to people a message or, you know, from the parish, or you can easily, and there's what a lot of parishes are doing, is sending out access to Symbolon through Flocknote. And they can easily see through Flocknote who has opened that message. And so that's a simple but effective way to get a basic read on, you know, who's engaging and who isn't and how many and things like that. And Flocknote, maybe we'll do another call on that hopefully down the road here. But Flocknote actually saves the parish money.
I can't get him. I tried twice.
I'm sorry? Oh, I think someone was trying to get in. So, but yeah, that is a simple way. If you have any questions about that, certainly I'll give a number at the end here. And I would ask your Lighthouse account manager, or you can go to flocknote.com, all one word, flocknote.com/lighthouse. And we'll get you in touch with someone that can help you with that.
Okay, but they are going to be maybe building that into Symbolon?
Well, so it's on our radar. So radar is a little different than roadmap, the way I would put it. On the radar is it means that there's a lot of interest in that. I think it's potentially, technologically, it's possible, and it's something that they're really looking at and looking at all the different areas of how might we go about this, how would it be most effective, how could someone at the parish level use it, and so it's in that phase, I would say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Great question. We have time for one more question only, if someone's ready. And if not, that's okay, too. It might be a good place.
Hello? Lucas,
yeah,
hey,
is that Kelly Dobson?
Hello?
Luke, yeah. Yep. Oh, I don't want to interrupt.
Yep, you are the last question.
A quick question, yeah. I just got in touch with our we have a big, all of our priests get together.
Is this Jim again?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Good.
All of our priests get together for 5 days near in a suburb of Baltimore,
sure.
Where they meet with the bishop and they have presentations, and it's a time too when offices can get things to the priests physically in their hands.
Uh-huh.
That they can pick up and take back with them. Now, a question that I have is, I have found that sort of the incarnational dimension, it still helps to be able to physically put something in people's hands.
Sure.
Is there any way that I can get some sort of packet, something that you know, that would, it might be in shrink wrap, that would, it could, or it could be a booklet that would explain. Because some of our priests are tech savvy and some aren't, even in this
sure,
day and age.
Sure.
So, you know, is there anything that I can get into the hands of 120 priests? Because I've already been getting some calls, but I would like
sure.
this to become the RCIA process, as well as, you know, for other, you know, adult ed opportunities
absolutely.
Within the parish.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lucas, if you don't mind, I'll take that as we wrap up here. So
yep.
I'm going to give a number right now, and we can take that and answer that question offline, and we certainly can collaborate with you, and we definitely want to help those priests really get a clear vision of what Symbolon can provide and take that back to their parishes with them. So if you would call this number as well, and for all those on the call, if you have additional questions, first and foremost, I would say if you have a Lighthouse account manager, certainly call them. They'll be happy to help walk you through this and get you whatever resources you need. If you're not sure who that is or you don't have one yet, please call this number. It's 800-777-7502. 800-777-7502. And we'll be happy to answer your questions about Symbolon and also connect you with someone locally that would likely be able to help you as well. So, Lucas, Eric, Joe, thank you all so much for being on, and for all the people that called in as well. We really, really appreciate all that interest and excitement, and stay tuned till next time, everyone. We will have additional calls next week, both on Symbolon and on Why Disciple, and definitely exciting times in the church. Thank you all so much. We're going to close with a glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy
Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you.